This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says centre focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. Centre rejects claims of mandatory transaction of money in Atar banking at least once in a month. Nagaland Industries and Commerce Directorate felicitates state-owned pioneers and handicraft awardees. And Deputy Commissioner Shamator Y. Chingyak Konyak says unprecedented rains cut off major links to district. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the central government is focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. In a social media post, Modi said the emphasis on quality education in the future will depend even further to benefit India's Yuva Shakti. He called India's performance in the latest Quaquereli Simmons QS World Rankings on Higher Education encouraging. Modi also met with QS Chief Executive Officer Nunzio Quaquereli, who had earlier noted that Indian universities demonstrated the highest performance improvement among all G20 nations this year and have become one of the world's most rapidly expanding research centres. The central government has rejected the claims of mandatory transaction of money in Atar banking at least once in a month. Branding the claims as fake, the VIP fact-check unit has denied that new updates by the Reserve Bank of India has made it mandatory for people to transact money through Atar every month. It added that failure to do so will not lock the customer's Atar transaction facility as claimed. PIP clarified that no such guidelines have been issued for account holders for mandatory Atar-enabled payment system AEPS transactions every month to keep the services active. It added that the National Payments Corporation of India has not made it compulsory to link mobile numbers to bank accounts for AEPS transactions through any circular. A felicitation program for state-owned pioneers 2023 and State Handicraft Award 2023-24 was held today at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary Kekrevor Kevichusa said it was very encouraging to see the variety and creativity of Naga craftsmen from different fields. He asked the awardees and department officials to maintain good ties so as to identify the assistance required for the benefit of the people. Director Industries and Commerce A. Demjan Jameer said the State Entrepreneur Award aims to encourage and promote the culture of entrepreneurship and to serve as a platform for honoring the remarkable contribution and innovations of entrepreneurs across the state. The State Entrepreneur Award 2023 was awarded to Behuddin of MS Nuri Company from Beren District for his innovative bio-enhancer, Mulan Nenla Bungin of MS ISTI Natural Dimapur, and Nengnetem Hengna of MS Runway India Dimapur. Meanwhile, seven individuals were awarded the State Handicraft Award 2023. Under one district, one product, 20 farmers were also given organic certification as per national program for organic production standard. Deputy Commissioner Shamador Y. Chingyak Konyak has informed that unprecedented rainfall on the 19th and 20th April left a drain of damage in the district with 10 villages completely cut off. He said power and cellular connectivity have been severely affected and schools of culverts and minor bridges have been washed off. Landslides and mudslides have blocked most of the roads connecting the district, he added. Three major bridges, namely Langa Bridge connecting Shamator headquarters and Twensang, Muksuke Bridge connecting Chesor subdivision with Twensang, and Shipung Bridge connecting Shamador headquarters with Manko, were severely damaged and on the verge of collapse. Chingyak added that the rains had washed off hundreds of terrace fields and fisheries. The DC further said many vehicles returning from election duty are still stranded in various parts of the district. While the district disaster management authority is working on the matter, Chingyak said lack of machineries and resources is severely hampering road clearance and other restorative works in the district. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. European Union EU has adopted new visa rules that will allow frequent travelers from India to apply for multiple entry Schengen visa with longer validity, easing travel to 29 European countries. This was announced by the EU delegation to India and Bhutan yesterday. The delegation's statement said Indian nationals can now be issued long-term, multi-entry Schengen visas valid for 2 years after having obtained and lawfully used 2 visas within the previous 3 years. The 2-year visa will normally be followed by a 5-year visa if the passport has sufficient validity remaining. It added that during the validity period of these visas, holders will enjoy travel rights equivalent to visa-free nationals. EU Ambassador to India, Hervé Delphin, noted the new rules, saying the EU had taken another step towards enhancing people-to-people contact with India. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked airlines to ensure that children up to the age of 12 years are allocated seats with their parents and guardians who are travelling on the same PNR. In a statement, DGCA said it had noticed various instances wherein children below the age of 12 years were not seated along with their parents and guardians. The authority said the existing air transport circular has been suitably modified. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jungshi Chung, has informed that hiring charges for commercial vehicles engaged for election duty will be paid on April 29 and 30 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. In Jumuridima, the payments will be released from the office of the DC and DEO during office hours for Otto Aldo and Wakinar on 26th and 27th April, Sumo Eco Van, Force Traveller and Winner on the 29th, and Pickup and Bus on April 30. In Gifre, payments will commence tomorrow till the 26th of April for private vehicles requisitioned for election duty. No clerk will release the payments tomorrow and the day after at the office of the DC and DEO no clerk during office hours. In Longning, the hiring charges will be dispersed from the office of the Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Longning on April 25 and 26 during office hours. In Nome, payments for all private vehicles engaged for election duty will be released from 25th to 30th April. Chief Minister Nipiriyo has extended Tsakeni greetings to all who are celebrating the festival from the Chagasan community. In a social media post, Rio wished that the festivity foster oneness and bring blessings of good health and fruitfulness in all our endeavours in the year ahead. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rains in various places across the northeast states over the rest of the week. In Nagaland, light rain is very likely to occur at isolated places. The department added thunderstorm and lightning with gusty winds with speed reaching up to 30 to 40 kilometers per hour is very likely at isolated places in the state during the next couple of days. And now it's been the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says centre focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. Centre rejects claims of mandatory transaction of money in Aadhaar banking at least once in a month. Nagaland Industries and Commerce Directorate felicitates state entrepreneurs and handicraft awardees. And Deputy Commissioner Shamador Y. Chingyak Konyak says unprecedented rains cut off major links to the district. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.